This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I hope I'm your ray of hope in a very rough world. Because we are under attack. We are at war. I keep saying I hope liberals don't want a civil war. I hope we're not heading down the road to civil war. But I think I've misjudged, because basically one side already believes we're in one. We don't, but the liberals do. We are under attack, and Donald Trump is our symbol, and they're trying to take him out like nothing I've ever seen in my entire life. I thought I'd seen it all during the campaign, when every corporation in America tried to take him out, when every media in America tried to take him out, when every lawyer, every lobbyist, and yet the people stood with him, and this is the locker room incident all over again, locker room video all over again. It's the same thing. The liberals thought they had him, but Trump is like a roadrunner, and the liberal Democrats are Wile E. Coyote. That's what they are, Wile E. Coyote. They always think they have the roadrunner, and they never do. Donald Trump gets out of it every single time, and he's going to get out of this one too. Trust me, no one cares. 63 million Trump voters could not care less. Read my lips. We're coming out in record numbers. You've just made us angry. Angry is a hornet's nest, and we're standing behind Donald Trump. He's saving the American economy, and these people are mentally ill, and the things they want to do to America are sick and savage, and they smack of either hatred for America or mental illness or pure dysfunction. And we're not going to let you do it to our children and grandchildren. We had a conversation earlier today, I should say, with Bill O'Reilly, the king of cable news. And let's run it for the people so they can hear what we think about the big issues facing America today. Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly. Love having him on the show, the king of cable news. And we always discuss the hottest issues. And guess what? With Trump as president, every day is 100 hot issues. So it's an exciting time, as the Chinese would say. May you live in interesting times. Bill, I think it's clear we live in interesting times.
I don't disagree, Wayne. It's almost too interesting at times.
All right, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, the rat, as Trump calls him. They're both in a lot of trouble. One's found guilty, the other pleaded guilty. Is Donald Trump in trouble? That's the million-dollar question for Bill O'Reilly.
I think he's in a little bit of political trouble. Legal is still undefined, but political trouble, I think so. I think Americans are rightly saying how much more is it going to be? You know, we need a president. We need a federal government in Washington to solve problems and to look out for the interests of the folks, not every day a new scandal du jour. The Manafort stuff, I don't think that has much impact on President Trump. This is way before they knew each other. It looks to me like Trump will pardon Manafort from what he tweeted today, but that's just speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Cohen thinks a little messier. You know, Donald Trump gave an interview shortly before I'm talking to you, Wayne, and he said, look, I didn't know Cohen was paying these women off. You know, that might be true. I don't know. Cohen might be just trying to save his butt by saying stuff and getting a lighter sentence by implicating Donald Trump. I don't know. But the payoffs are only illegal if campaign money was used, campaign funds.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't. Well, so far it wasn't. So far the federal government hasn't said it was campaign money. It's kind of vaguely worded indictment against Cohen that he abused the campaign finance system in some way. Cloudy, murky. That's all I can really say right now. It would have to be a direct, hey, Michael Cohen, you take campaign-donated money and pay these two women off. That's what it would have to be for President Trump to be in legal trouble, I believe.
Now, let me give my two cents, because generally in these interviews, I like to hear what you have to say, and I don't get too far into it myself. I was the guy who predicted Trump would win the election for the first day, even after the locker room video came out. I said, we're electing a barbarian. We're not electing a pope. We want a guy who's a barbarian who's going to turn the economy around and fight these liberals that are destroying my way of life. I don't think anyone's going to care about this one and the 63 million people who voted for Trump. I think the left cares. I think a few independents care, but I think in general, 63 million people have voted for Trump will yawn at this the same way they yawned at the locker room video, because we know what we're getting. Of course Trump had sex with 1,000 models and actresses. Of course he cheated on his wife. Of course some of them extorted him and he paid them off. This isn't news. I don't think anyone cares as long as the economy, that's the if, as long as the economy keeps doing well and we keep creating high-paying middle-class jobs, Donald Trump's not in any trouble. Just my two cents.
I think his base will hold at about 38%. I think some women will bail on Donald Trump. And he needs to basically get over this stuff. And the media and the Democrats are going to try to tie it around his neck until November. Because November is, if you look at the polling, back and forth here. And if this continues every day, the Democrats have a better chance to take back the House. If they do that, they're going to create a lot of chaos, Wayne. The Democrats will create a lot of chaos if they control the House.
All right, well, my gut is they don't control the House. They win seats, but they don't win enough to control. Because what matters is Molly Tibbetts. What matters is illegal immigration. What matters is Trump's key issue, that there's a lot of bad people walking around that shouldn't be in this country because Democrats believe in open borders. So your thoughts on Molly Tibbetts, what's your take on another tragic killing by an illegal alien?
Well, I think Donald Trump should pivot fast and bring back Kate's Law. You'll remember that I championed that. It was that close to being passed, by the way. And this villain, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader at the time, killed it. Passed the House.
From my state.
It's not exactly the same thing, because the illegal alien who allegedly murdered Molly doesn't seem to have a lot of interaction with the authorities. He was here for about 7 years. Don't think he had a record. At least they're not saying it, and they would put it out if he had. But President Trump could say, look, enough's enough. I want Kate's Law. Get it done now while we have the majority in both houses. And that would do a lot to reignite that whole issue and get it away from the scandal du jour. So if the president's listening now, that'd be a good thing for the country to do. It'd be good for you politically, and it'd be good for the country, because we need Kate's Law. By the way, Kate's Law, real quick, is if you are an illegal alien who commits a felony in his country and you're deported and come back, you get a mandatory 10-year jail sentence just for coming back. Now, they'll water it down to 5. I'll take 5. But we need Kate's Law.
You and I don't just agree, Bill, 100% on that one. We agree 180% on that one. That is the campaign for this November and for 2020, to make people forget about the fact that Donald Trump, you know, paid off someone for sex 10 years ago. It just doesn't matter. This matters. Illegals in our country matter. You and I are on the same team. There's your Willie Horton for 2018 and 2020. Bill O'Reilly, great to be with you again. Love talking to you. Love hearing what you think. Brilliant man. And the king of cable news for 13 straight years. Proud to have on my show. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. We appreciate it. Everybody go to BillO'Reilly.com for the latest.
All right, great to have Bill on. BillO'Reilly.com. The No Spin Zone can be found now at BillO'Reilly.com. Great honor to have the king of cable news for 13 straight years, maybe it was 15 straight years. So just, he has dominated American television news for so many years, and now he's made his comeback on Newsmax TV and on Wayne Allyn Root's show on Newsmax TV, and I am tickled pink, and I am honored, and he is a great guy. The news that matters that you won't hear on ABC, NBC, CBS tonight, the news that matters is that CNN doesn't report Molly Tibbetts' accused murder is an illegal alien. CNN does not report it. Can you imagine? They found her body. They won't report it's an illegal alien. By the way, just to be fair, the lawyer for the illegal says he's not an illegal. He just was born in America, I guess, to illegal parents. He's from Mexico. He said on his own, I believe, social media page, he's from Mexico. So he claims, the lawyer, with no proof, that he's not an illegal, but he is an illegal. The New York Times deletes immigration status of Molly Tibbetts' killer from the headline. They won't report that he's an illegal alien. MSNBC guest refers to Molly Tibbetts as some girl in Iowa being talked about on Fox News. This is what it's come to. This is a liberal on MSNBC dehumanizing a girl who was murdered by saying she's just some girl they talk about on Fox News because, you know, because she was killed by an illegal. It's important to them. It wouldn't be important to you. Previously deported illegal alien charged with a brutal murder of a Shakopee, Minnesota woman. This guy's name is Freider Diaz Carbajal, previously deported but told the court he's lived for 18 years in Minneapolis. But he does not speak English and needs a translator. Does that not say it all? We need borders, folks. We need secure borders, and we need a wall on that border. A great big giant wall, and as Donald Trump says, it'll have a door, and you can get in if you're a good person, and we can extreme vet you, and you're not, you have a job waiting, and you have a skill, and you're not on welfare, and you don't expect to be on welfare and food stamps and a thousand other government programs the first moment you get here, and you're not forced to commit crimes, and you have no criminal record. That's what the door is for. But other than that, you're not getting in. That's what's got to happen over the next few years. Donald Trump has to do two things that will save America. One, build the wall and provide incredible security at the border. And number two, voter ID, photo voter ID. You got to make sure our system is the same as Mexico, where they have a photo and a thumbprint on voter ID provided by the government, or you can't vote. Cancun, the tourist hotspot in Mexico. Who's going there? Do you go there? I wouldn't go there. First of all, I wouldn't give Mexico a penny of my money. That's number one. The way they treat us, never give a penny of my money. And number two, it's dangerous. They just found 8 bodies, 2 of them dismembered in plastic bags, in the middle of the street in the tourist destination of Cancun. When we get back, a giant rally of Muslims at Minnesota Vikings Stadium in Minneapolis. And who was speaking to them while they chanted Allahu Akbar? An imam who's called for the genocide of Jews. This is happening in our country, America. Vote Trump. MAGA. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. If you knew what my days were like, well, crazy my days are, you would understand it's impossible to do what I do, you know? I mean, I have great respect for Rush Limbaugh, great respect for Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, all the people on TV at Fox News, Tucker Carlson. I know all these people. I have their personal emails, and I consider them to be friends in many cases, and certainly I have great respect for them. But none of them works a full-time job 24 hours a day like I do and then does a three-hour radio and TV show. Nobody. There's no such thing. And I do it. I'm keeping up my schedule, and I'm healthy as could be. I'm healthy as a horse. The reason why is Synagenics. They put me on this great program, this great diet, this great exercise program. And so the couple things they did that are amazing. Number one is I used to work out 2 hours a day. I bragged about it on the show. You're all a witness. 2 hours a day, every day. Now I do between 30 and 45 minutes, and once in a while, an hour. So they've saved me at least an hour a day to work. Maybe an hour and a half a day, most days, to work, which is so important in my schedule. And so I'm actually in the best shape of my life working out less, because I'm working out more efficiently. Second of all, they've taught me to eat a diet where I eat more and eat more times per day than I've ever eaten in my life. More food than I've ever eaten in my life. And I've lost a tremendous amount of weight. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm down about 7 pounds now. And I believe I've gained like 5 pounds of muscle. So really, I'm down about 10 pounds of fat. So my body fat mass index is way down, and my weight is down, and my muscles are up, and my cholesterol is way down. And I was insulin resistant. I'm not anymore. I was pre-diabetic, and I'm not anymore. The results are amazing. They've reversed everything negative on my charts for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call it the Wayne Root Lube Job. Tell them you need a checkup and you need your tires changed and an oil change, a la Wayne Root. The phone number is 888-YOUNGER. You want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older, don't call. You want to be fatter, don't call. You want to feel crappy, don't call. You want to look crappy, don't call. You want to look the best of your life, call 888-YOUNGER, like the opposite of older, younger, Younger. Or register at Cenegenics.com, Cenegenics, J-E-N-I-C-S, Cenegenics.com. Free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. All right, let's take some calls. We've got a really heartfelt one. Line 2, Carol in Illinois. She lost her son, who was a cop, killed by an illegal alien. Carol, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. Tell us the story.
Wayne, I love your show because you tell it the way it is.
Thank you.
But my son was 30 years old. He was a Chicago police officer, worked in the ghetto. You know, we were always afraid that's how something would happen. But it was an illegal who was drunk, and he plowed into my son's squad car. My son was thrown from the car. And I know that wasn't the way that he thought anybody should go. But anyway, this man, I think his name was Lewis Kelly, I'm not sure, because the police report was very vague. And he, you know, ended up killing my son, who served 5 years in the military.
Wow.
And gave, and three kids, the littlest was 6 months, the oldest was 7.
That's
it's so sad to hear these stories, and I know what we go through after 14 years.
Can I ask you a question, Carol? I hear the pain in your voice. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry for your pain. I'm trying to hold it together. Just hearing your story, it didn't happen to my son, it happened to your son, and I want to cry on national TV. I'm so sorry for your pain. What happened to the guy who did it? Did they put him away for
a long time? He died
a
little later.
Of what?
Michael was dead en route, and he died maybe a couple of hours later.
The guy was drunk in the car, died in that same accident, is what you're saying?
Yes. He outlived Michael,
though. I hate
Michael,
to say this on national TV, but I'm glad he died. Thank God.
Well,
because you know what?
I was afraid of what would happen had he lived, and my husband, I don't know what he would have done. But
no, I'll bet what would have happened is he would have been let out of jail in like 3 years. That's what would have happened. And they would have protected him.
He was an Ecuadorian illegal who was supposed to have been deported the year before.
Wow. See,
this is during Bush's time. But, I mean, this has been going on for years. I mean, maybe people think about it now these last 4 or 5 years, but this has been going on for a long time.
Carol,
how
much do you want us to have a wall so people like this don't get in our country?
Oh, absolutely. I send in every form I can, you know, for different places that, you know, ask how, you know, we feel. And I just send it in because we need the wall. It's not about people that come here legally. It's about the illegals, and the Americans have no say, it seems like. Like we're, you know, just tossed out.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Carol, we love you, and we say a prayer for you tonight. I want everyone at home to say a prayer for Carol, because I know what you've been through is just so terrible, and it never should have happened. And God bless your son. I know he's watching us in heaven right now as you talked about him on national TV. What was his name, Carol? Carol, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What was your son's name who died in that accident?
Michael Patrick Gordon.
Michael Patrick Gordon. Just say his name out loud. A good man. Light a candle for him tonight. God, please bless Michael Patrick.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
A new report out from the UN's nuclear watchdog expresses grave concern that North Korea is continuing to develop its nuclear program. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was asked if he believed the North Koreans have stopped testing their missiles.
Well, I believe they have, and from the assessments we've seen, both in public sources, conversations I've had with officials in non-classified settings, I think there's a great concern that they continue to violate United Nations sanctions, violate our sanctions, and move forward with a nuclear program.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
¶¶
across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Kind of a very emotional moment listening to Carol. Sad story, Carol from Illinois. Her son, the police officer, I hope he heard his name on national TV and watching from heaven. I have a special place in my heart for police officers and police officers who die on duty while serving all of us. Just really breaks me up every time, every single time. We pray for your safety. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show and the entire show. They're good people. If you like this show, then you got to like U.S. Gold Bureau because they're the reason that we're on the air. They take good care of us. We really love the boys at U.S. Gold Bureau. It's the only full-service precious metals firm in the United States of America, owned by a company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository. Booyah, as they say. Congratulations to U.S. Gold Bureau. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you can too. And just for calling them, just to make sure that you make the call, because you're foolish if you don't make the call. It's free. And they're going to give you this free coin. The call costs you nothing. It's a nationwide 800 number. And they're going to give you an American Silver Eagle. Look at it. It's all gold. All gold. It's all silver. It's getting late at night. I'm tired. It's been a long day. But it's all silver. And it's 1 ounce of pure silver direct from the U.S. Mint in brilliant and circulated condition. And it's yours free. They're so sure they can win you over long term, they're willing to lose money short term. Not only is the coin free, not only is the phone call free, but they're going to ship it to you free. So what's your risk? And the answer is nothing. When something costs you absolutely nothing and there is no risk, why would you not make the call? And the answer is you will make the call. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. U.S. Gold Bureau, trusted by the state of Texas, and they should be trusted by you, too, and they're trusted by me. Give them a call. 800-885-GOLD. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau, for sponsoring the show. This just in, New York State investigators subpoena Michael Cohen in the Trump Foundation investigation. I told you at the start of the show, whether you like it or not, we're at war. And I don't mean Wayne Allen Root war. I mean just we're at war. Whether you understand it or not, liberals think we're in a war, a civil war. I don't want one. And I didn't want to believe we're in one, but they sure believe we're in one. And they're at war with us. They're trying to stop Donald Trump. The things they're doing to all of us are just insane. They've gone after a congressman in Orange County, California. They've gone after a Republican congressman, Chris Collins, in upstate New York. It is an unwritten rule in the United States of America that no prosecutor ever goes after a politician, no matter how bad what he did is, until after the election. You can't go after him within 3 months of an election because they have no chance to fight back, and you've just ruined their career, which is an American. Okay, you can't just say your career's over when you've never had a trial. So if you put someone, if you prosecute someone, if you indict someone before the election, they have no chance to prove they're innocent. They're done. And that's what they've done to two Republican congressmen. They've broken the unwritten rule. Why have they done it? Because they're trying to take over the Congress so they can impeach Trump. This is not just a bunch of communists, and this country is filled with communist, socialist, Marxists, and our government and the D.C. swamp's filled with it. But there's also people who aren't communists, they're capitalists, and they just love big government because they get rich off big government. And they're all out to stop Donald Trump because he's upsetting their apple cart. I thought it was bad during the campaign when every company in America on the day he announced went against him and said how terrible he was and dropped his clothing lines at Macy's and dropped him from the, what was it, the PGA dropped him, and there was an outdoors company that dropped him, and the auto companies dropped him, and everybody, NBC and Univision dropped the Miss Universe pageant. Everybody dropped Trump on the day he announced because he told the truth. He said Mexico doesn't always send us their best. They're sending us lots of bad people. Doesn't mean everyone's bad. Maybe the majority's good, 51%. But I don't want to take a chance at 49% bad coming into our country. Trump told the truth. The whole world went against him, and he won the presidency. And they still have not learned the lesson. And the lesson is that America loves it when you tell the truth. And America's going under. America's in decline because the borders are open and Trump is fighting on our behalf. So the Clinton Foundation commits real crimes. I believe they take in like $200 million a year every year, and they pay like $5 million out to charity. And the rest of it goes to the greedy Clintons and their little close-knit cabal of friends who steal all that money. I guess legally steal it, you might say, because no one's convicted them at this point or indicted them of any crimes. But the Trump Foundation, to my understanding, took in like $18 billion and paid out $19 million. It paid out $1 million more than it took in. The Clintons take in $200 million to pay out $5 billion. That's not a charity. That's a charity fraud. That's a charity scam. Nobody's investigating. No one cares. The Trump Foundation does the right thing, and he even adds money to the charity, and they're the ones under investigation. Michael Cohen, he's a liar. We know he's a liar. He's pleaded guilty to being a liar and committing crimes. And now his lawyer, Lanny Davis, admitted today, admitted just an hour ago, that he has no proof that Donald Trump ordered him to pay those girls. And so it'll just come down to his word against Trump's. Well, guess what? 63 million Trump people who voted for Donald Trump will never take the word of Michael Cohen. Bye-bye, Michael. No pardon for you. Trump's not in trouble, and you aren't getting pardoned. You're going to serve jail time. You're a fool. Paul Manafort has been a good, loyal man. If I'm Trump, I pardon him, and I let Cohen go up the river. That's what happens to rats. All right, let's take some calls. We've got David in Tennessee on line three. David, you're on with Wayne Allyn. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good. Tell us what you want to talk about tonight.
I told him I'd talk about anything, either one, and at the time you were talking about Molly Tibbetts and the wall.
Sure.
But, yeah, I guess if we're talking about that and the way the media and the prosecutors are going after him, I'd mention Bill Clinton. Is Donald Trump any worse than Bill Clinton? Because we knew about Ivana. I mean, this is at least the second time he's been married. We know he likes girls. That's not a bad thing. I mean,
no, but no. I've got to say something, David.
Even, you know, they always have these things, too, about girls.
Liberals?
And I know it's because supposedly he used campaign funds or something like this.
He didn't use campaign funds. Did not. First of all, David, liberals don't like it that we like girls. That's the whole problem. Do you understand?
Liberals
are upset that real men like girls. They don't want that. So they're trying to wipe us off the face of the earth. Every attempt at having sex is considered to be a crime by liberals when it's a straight male, especially a straight white male. Our country has lost its way. But on your second point, Trump cannot be convicted of any campaign crimes because he used his own private money. There is no crime. He didn't use campaign funds. He used his own money. And just so you know, Obama and Bill Clinton both were charged with election campaign crimes, and they both paid fines. And so this is no big deal. Every campaign does something wrong. It's no big deal. This is no different than the locker room video. Liberals thought they had him. They don't have anything. They got nothing. You got nothing. Thank you, David, for the call. Let's take Mark from California on line one, who's been waiting a long time, over 30 minutes. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. You've been rewarded. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Yes. Wayne,
there you
great
go.
Show.
There you go. How are you, man?
Wayne, great show. Chris
Thank
is
you.
A great producer. You know that.
Yes.
Let me just tell you, you're the only guy out there talking about this stuff. The only place where I heard where Maxine Waters is a chairman, going to be chairman of the Financial Service Committee. It's unbelievable. But before I get to that, you mentioned Cohen. That trial's not going to happen by the date of the midterms, is it?
Well, there isn't going to be a trial. You pleaded guilty. There won't be a trial. There is no trial.
Well, there's nothing. Right. So there's nothing here to even, you know, well, no, they're saying Trump would have a deposition.
Well, you know, I don't know of any deposition because there is no trial. He pleaded guilty. So that's the end of Cohen. There could be a deposition if they continue to dig into Trump. They could use Cohen's words to potentially question Trump and then charge Trump with something. But there's nothing to charge him with. The American people are very well aware. Let me just say it out loud. Donald Trump is not the Pope. He's the president. And he's a barbarian. And we love that. It's fantastic that he's a barbarian because that's what we needed to defeat the terrible people on the left who want a civil war against us. They want to destroy us. We needed a barbarian. Did he cheat on his wives? I'm sure he cheated on all of them. Did he cheat with Stormy Daniels? I've said this on the show 100 times. Yes, I'm almost certain he did. I can't be certain because I wasn't there. But I'm as certain as you could be he had sex with Stormy and the other gal as well. Did he pay them off when they tried to extort him? I'm sure he did. None of this bothers the 63 million of voted for Trump. We knew about it from the beginning. Every one of us knows about all of it. So please stop worrying about it. What matters is the economy and jobs and ISIS and the border, illegal immigration and the wall, and sanctuary cities and abolishing ICE, which we don't want, and of course, letting in people through chain migration and the visa lottery. There are the issues that matter. That's how we're going to Willie Horton the Democrats with illegal immigration and all these illegals that murder our good American citizens. That's far more important than anything ever done by Donald Trump. That's it. End of story. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate the call. Let's take Faye in Kansas on line 3. Faye, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm just fine.
What's on your mind tonight, Faye?
Lots of things, but I guess one thing that's been kind of running around is me thinking, are there any male Democratic politicians having to contend with women ratting them out on the Me Too campaign that's going on?
No, there have been a few. I will say there have been a few. I mean, Harvey Weinstein is a politician, but he's a Democrat. And then there was the United States Senator of Minnesota, whose name escapes me now, a Democrat comedian. I can't even remember his name anymore. But he had to resign. And so there's been a few. There's quite a few others. How about the one, the African-American Democrat from Michigan? I believe he had to resign over all kinds of charges. So, I mean, there have been Democrats who were ratting out on the Me Too movement. But I would twist your question around a little bit, Faye, because you're going in the right direction. Has there ever been any Democrat who's been under the scrutiny that Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen have any of them had their lawyers' offices raided, that Donald Trump's been under, that Donald Trump Jr. is under? They're under withering microscope and withering attack. None of us could withstand this attack. Everybody commits a crime several times a day. Do you know that? There's so many laws in this country now that the average American breaks the law three times a day. If you put any of us under a microscope like this to try and destroy us in the media, every one of us could be destroyed. They're only doing it to Republicans. None of it's being done to a single liberal in this country. Wayne Allyn Ward now. Be right back. More calls.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a
yes.
product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, this is the point where I thank our sponsor of this segment of the show, the Landis Tax Group. But first, I want to mention something about the other sponsor, U.S. Gold Bureau. I always tell you how important it is to buy gold. I always say that to you. I just want to read you an article that I found just earlier today. Russia buys over 800,000 ounces of gold in July and dumps U.S. treasuries. They're dumping the U.S. dollar, and they bought 839,000 ounces of gold as it diversifies away from the U.S. dollar. That 25-ton addition brings Russia's central bank holdings to 1,969 tons, the world's fifth largest gold reserves. Russia sees gold's role as an independent currency and a safe haven as it's a 100% guarantee from legal and geopolitical risk. And I couldn't have said it better myself. I hate to say this, but Russia is right. Mr. Mueller, look at Wayne Root. I'm a Russian Jew, originally from Russia, my grandfather and great-grandfather. And I agree that Russia's right, that gold is something smart to buy. And guess what? You should buy it, too. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. As far as the Landis Tax Group, you know what I say about them every show. The U.S. government was out to get me. The IRS was out to get me. Sam Landis saved me. And if you have any IRS questions or problems, any tax issues, just call Sam Landis, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, numerically 800-934-3578. It's a free consultation. It costs you nothing. You're speaking to a lawyer. It's protected by attorney-client privilege, 800-934-3578, LandisTaxLaw.com. All right, we got all the sponsors out of the way. Took good care of them because they're good people who take good care of us. I do want to mention how vicious the liberals are. I keep telling you we're at war. Schumer and the Democrats moved to delay the Kavanaugh hearings for U.S. Supreme Court because, quote, Cohen's plea implicated Trump in a crime. There is no crime. Mark Levin is one of the great legal geniuses in America. Alan Dershowitz is one of the great legal geniuses in America. Everybody agrees, A, he used his own money. It's not a campaign crime. And B, they got Cohen to plead guilty because they were trying to tell him he faced like 100 years in jail, like Manafort, over nothing. And they got him to plead guilty to a crime that doesn't exist. Not only did he use his own money, but it's for something that happened 10 years before he ran for office. And everybody agrees, including a former head of the Federal Campaign Committee, FCC, it's not a crime if you paid someone off with your own money from something that happened before you ran for office. There's nothing there, folks. Nothing. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Murrell in Arkansas on line 3. Murrell, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Very good.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm watching your show, and I'm very impressed with what you're saying.
Thank
and
you.
I hope that you'll continue to speak out for Donald Trump. I voted for him. I'm a retired vet. And
thank you, sir, for your service. Thank
I've
you.
Seen
God
a lot
you.
Of things in my life that just is not right. I am a white single male, like you said a little while ago, and yes, I love women. And anything else is not right.
Exactly.
But all these people who are trying to put Donald Trump, take him out of the game, I just don't think it's going to happen. At least I hope not. Like
no,
said,
it's not going to happen.
3 million voters.
It's not going to happen.
People has to back him up. You know, they from the very beginning, when he said he was going to run, there was nothing but trouble for him. And it's been happening every day since then.
And you know why? Because he's upsetting the people in power who hate you and me. They can't stand us. So we'll stick for Donald Trump. Thank you, Murrell, for the call. Appreciate it. Guys like you got to get out and vote in record numbers, even bigger than the presidential election in the midterms. Because you're not voting for Trump, but if you don't give him a Republican Congress, it's over. He can't do any things that we need him to do. And he's going to get impeached or at least face 2 years of just heavy threat of impeachment. So we've got to elect a Republican Congress. Let's take Johnny in Georgia on line 1. Johnny, you're on with Wayne Allyn. How are you?
Yes, sir. Doing fine. I'll vote for Trump. I'm a disabled veteran, but I'll call to the polls if I have to, like I
Thank
did
you.
Last time.
Thank you, sir. You are
now,
the best.
I want to say this, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I mean no harm by what I'm saying, and I hope y'all don't take it the wrong way, but I'm 72 years old. I've been around a long time and seen a lot of things. I'm very concerned about Rudy Giuliani and Sessions. It seems to me like they're both showing signs of dementia because they can't seem to remember what they said before. And maybe it's just me, but it's worrying me.
You know, it's not just you. First of all, I think Sessions, I've always said I think there's a good chance he's being blackmailed. Or he's on the wrong side. He's a bad guy. I don't know. Because he is not defending President Trump, and he allowed all this to happen. He unleashed the forces of Mueller to destroy Trump and Rosenstein. He allowed Rosenstein to destroy Trump. Makes no sense. I think he's been blackmailed, or someone has sent him a very important message that he's got to stop Trump. So Sessions, I just don't like. But when you get to Giuliani, I think his heart's in the right place, and he mounts a good defense of Trump from time to time. At other times, he says things that make me wince. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there with Giuliani. I know when you say signs of dementia, I'm not sure whether that's what it is or whether, there's just other issues involved. But all I can tell you is there are times when Rudy makes me wince. There are other times where he does a great job. So it's kind of a mensa, as they say in New York, a mix. Johnny, thank you for the call, and what an honor it is to have people like you calling into my show. Vets who served their country courageously, and now they say they would crawl on glass on their legs that don't work anymore to get to the polls to vote for Donald J. Trump. Thank you, Johnny. Thank all of you veterans. And as I always say, or at least try to say, sometimes we run out of time at the end of the show, but for all the vets out there and all the cops out there and all the active duty military out there, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your service. We wish you and pray a great night for you. Keep safe, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.